I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Chaos is sweeping eastern regions of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Fresh fighting between the Congolese government and Tutsi rebels has displaced tens of thousands of civilians. Many have sought safety in the provincial capital of Goma, which is near the border with Rwanda. The conflict in eastern Congo is one of the painful legacies of Rwanda's 1994 genocide. The region has been volatile since then, with rival ethnic groups fighting for territory and for control of the area's mineral resources. The fighting continues around Goma despite the presence of 17,000 United Nations peacekeepers. That's the largest UN peacekeeping operation in the world. We'll hear more on the conflict's background in a few minutes. First, the BBC's Toma Fessi is on the line with us from Goma. What is the latest you're hearing and seeing today?
Well, there's been no fighting around Goma today since a ceasefire was actually announced last night. Now, Tutsi rebels are actually said to be just over 10 kilometers north of Goma as they forced government troops to rush back in town yesterday afternoon.
So it's a very tense calm.
Yes, exactly. The atmosphere here is still tense, with people very nervous after government troops entered the town yesterday afternoon and started to seize people's cars and loot houses. Actually, I was able to witness the lootings this morning, and we could see several shops with windows shattered and shelves completely empty.
Well, the United Nations has 17,000 peacekeeping troops in Goma, and many Congolese are frustrated that the UN isn't doing more to protect them. Are the UN peacekeepers visible in town today?
Well, UN peacekeepers are actually patrolling in town together with the Congolese police. Even if there are 17,000 peacekeepers deployed in North Kivu, you have to bear in mind that the United Nations peacekeeping force is targeted from all sides. Tutsi rebels have been directly targeting MONUC, which is the United Nations peacekeeping force. Congolese soldiers themselves have been targeting the peacekeepers, and they're very aggressive when talking about them. And then UN sources says that an attack helicopter has been shot at by neighbor forces. So the UN peacekeepers are really struggling to impose a ceasefire after the peace deal that was signed in January was actually broken in late August.
Well, Toma, there's talk of this conflict sparking regional war. From your perspective, is that a likely scenario?
Well, yesterday there was heavy fighting north of Goma, and I was actually up on a hill overlooking the front line, and we could clearly see shots and flashes coming from the other side of the border into Congo. Then Congolese tanks repositioned and pointing at the border and shot back. So tension has clearly increased in the region, with the conflict potentially dragging in neighboring forces.
The BBC's Toma Fessi is in Goma. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
We have more information on the situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo at theworld.org.